help us to breathe. Their roots you cannot see. Their branches give us shade for free. They keep their soil intact, stop deserts in their tracks. So let's agree to make a pact.
And we're back. This Week in Waukesha. Here at the Wauk Radio Studios, also the future former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Mayor Lago of the Midwest. And we believe in Waukesha, making America great has been making our forestry and our parks wonderful. And Mike Talaska has been a big part of that. Mike's been with forestry team for our Parks, Rec, and Forestry Department for, it'll be 33 years at the end of, or in September. And so Mike's been a big part of this tradition of excellence. We were talking, and we're going to repeat, we're going to start the discussion over because we knew we had some audio difficulties with Mike's mic, that for the last 43 years, Waukesha has received the distinguished Tree City USA designation. So, yeah, Mike, if you don't mind telling us about that again.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. Yes, we've been a Tree City USA for 43 years. That is a designation from the National Arbor Day Foundation, and 43 years is tied for the second longest streak of any community in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, City of Sheboygan, if anyone's up there listening, you've got us beat by a year. But we're very proud of our 43 years as a Tree City USA. It shows the city's commitment to the urban forest and our department's commitment. So something that we continue to strive to continue doing. With that, we do have an Arbor Day planting coming up on Arbor Day, which is Friday the 29th of April. It'll be at Banting School. We'll be planting a tree near the park shelter with a group of Cub Scouts from Banting School. So I'm really looking forward to that. We can't get students interested early enough, so a group of Cub Scouts is a good way to start them looking towards the benefit of trees. And with any luck, it may not be me, but the next city forester may have one of them as an employee. So we're always looking for people who are interested in working with our city trees.
That's right. You said you are looking for seasonal help, correct?
Yes, we are. We continue to look all across Parks, Recreation, and Forestry. Recreation staff could continue to add personnel, and what we call GBF, which is Grounds, Building, and Forestry, certainly need more summer help that are willing to pitch in and help the parks and the street trees look the way that we'd like them to.
Sounds great. So they should call the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry or applying person then?
Actually, they can apply right online, City Waukesha website, waukesha-wi.gov. And you can go to the hiring section, and you can follow that right through and apply with our department or any other department that might be looking for help.
Sounds great. And you've kind of filled all your, for your full-time staff, you're currently full up, right?
Or
you're filling?
We are in the process of filling one opening that we had on the forestry staff. Unfortunately, we lost a real promising individual who, unfortunately for us, but fortunately for him and his family, he got a really good opportunity closer to home. But we do have some good applicants. We'll be going through those shortly and getting somebody on board as quick as we can.
Okay. You know, here's a point I want to make is some of you listening or watching the live stream may think, well, you know, gee, the trees on my street weren't pruned last year. It took forever for them to get there. And you know, I want to use this opportunity because I know from my work as alderman that you had a lot of dead trees in the city that you had to take care of, like more than usual. And if you could comment on that, that'd be great.
Well, again, I've been with the city a long time. Back, as I say, in the day, we used to remove 2 to 250 trees per year, but everything was turned on its head in 2012 when we first identified emerald ash borer in the city. Over the last 5 years, we averaged 833 removals per year. So unfortunately, if we're out removing dead and dying trees, we're not getting to our pruning as quickly as we'd like to. Ideally, for the maximum return on investment, we would like to prune our street trees every 5 or 6 years. And with current staffing and the amount of removals. We're just not able to do that, but we do the best we can to emphasize pruning because that's maintenance and that adds value to the trees.
Sure. Terrific. Yeah, and you had some labor shortages too last year, right? Which a lot, you know.
We did. Forestry historically has seen quite a bit of turnover. It's unusual for someone to spend as much time in one spot as I have, but it's definitely been difficult. 2020 with COVID, we had limited staffing as well, but we're doing the best we can. One thing that does help us is we have added some contracted services to the palette of work that we do. And then we've also had a very good working relationship with our public works department, where they provide additional help. So as a combined force, we have been getting an awful lot done this spring.
Terrific. That's great. And then you're also involved, you have kind of a really robust offering of programs that the residents can take advantage of. And just wanted to know if you wanted to talk.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this coming Friday, our activity guide will be released, and there's something for everyone, from the youngest kids to the oldest to senior citizens and everyone in between. With the activity guide, there's actually an insert in there that also will be listing all of our special events for the year. That's something that we dedicate an awful lot of time to and are extremely popular with not just people from Waukesha, but it draws people in from other communities, whether it's Tribute Tuesdays, Jamboree, beer gardens, etc. It's something that we're really proud of. And in addition, I'll do a little bit of plugging for forestry. Within the activity guide, I do have an article. Each issue has a branching out article, and this one is kind of an update on the emerald ash borer situation.
Terrific. Sounds great. And then you also have, if I remember correctly, you have a tree walk. Did you mention that?
Yes. As part of the Waukesha Unlocked, backed by popular demand, that was a thing that was run last year that was extremely popular. And regrettably, some of the offerings sounded very interesting, but myself and our assistant, Aaron Lehnert, were leading a tree walk, and we'll be doing that again this year. That will be coming up on Sunday, October 9th. It's at the E.B. Schertz building. And for those who aren't familiar, that's on the corner of North Prairie and West College. It'll run from 1 to 2:30. More details will be coming in the fall activity guide. It does require pre-registration just so we know how many people are coming, but it is free to the public. It's a family event. Again, we have young children, parents, seniors. It's a real terrific time to walk through the sanctuary and teach people how to identify the many trees that are in the park. So it's actually one of the most enjoyable things I do, because you've got people who are really into trees, and it's a chance to show them the jewel at the park is.
Nice. That's terrific. And then I noticed the Parks Department has kind of a volunteer corps, and I don't know if that's through the Parks Foundation or through the parks, but...
Yes, we do. We have an awful lot of work, and we're more than happy to entertain
so
people.
Forestry gets to tap into that volunteer corps then.
All of the areas of Park Rec Forestry do look annually for volunteers. We do have a volunteer coordinator who can connect people or groups with opportunities.
And who is that again?
That's April Detloff.
April Detloff, that's right. I knew that.
April's very enthusiastic. Again, she gets people connected with areas where we need help, and it's rewarding for the volunteers, and it certainly gets more work done in the park. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned, because April had a big role in last Memorial Day weekend. We had the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Moving Wall in Frame Park, and I had the honor of volunteering in that. And April and the rest of the team did a wonderful job of putting that together. I know we're getting off topic here with trees, but our whole overall Parks, Rec, and Forestry department has some wonderful programs. I do encourage you to take a look at that guide that Mike mentioned when that gets released. But and then, you know, and you don't need a program to climb a tree or to take care of one. And I know there's a lot of people that They love doing yard work. They love doing planting. They love working with trees. And so I encourage they take advantage of those volunteer opportunities and getting outside, which has been great. So did you find during the COVID crisis where there were a lot more people taking advantage of the parks and paying attention to trees and being outside?
Oh, yes. It was astronomical how the interest was increased. We always have a lot of inquiries, but when COVID hit, it was even greater. Everyone was cooped up at home. Many people were working from home. Fortunately for us, we were able to continue on with modified staffing, but it definitely increased the interest in the outdoors.
Sure.
I actually had one older lady. She was a real sweetheart. I could tell she was a senior citizen, but we talked for quite a bit on the phone, and she said, quite honestly, the only reason I'm really talking to you is because I have nothing better to do than look out my window. So she saw her urban forest, which in her case may have been just the tree in front of her house. So it was pretty neat.
Sometimes that's all you need. That's right. So now 33 years with Parks, Rec, and Forestry here in Waukesha, what first got you interested in trees?
I was always interested in science and the outdoors. My dad worked 42 years in a factory. I've got two brothers, one older and one younger. Dad is a fairly straightforward man, and he told us, you guys do whatever you want, but don't work in a factory. So all of us, at least at one point, were pursuing careers in the outdoors. And I was first interested in wildlife management.
Okay.
Graduated from high school in 81.
Okay.
For my coworkers, that's 1981, not 1881.
I'm class of 85, so we're in that.
Okay. Yep. And at the time, there were not a lot of jobs in wildlife management. I spoke to a park ranger, and he said, Mike, you really need to go into forestry. Transferred from UW-Milwaukee up to UW-Stevens Point, where I did end up graduating. And I got into forestry, and somehow I heard about this unusual term called urban forestry. And the rest is history. I worked for a small tree service in the area for a year. Went down to Chicago and worked for the Catholic cemeteries doing tree work and landscaping for 2 years. And as we said earlier, 33 years, the end of September, and it's been a good ride.
Yeah, oh, I bet. And you were also a Cub Scout, too. That had to be a factor.
I was a Cub Scout, so I'm actually really looking forward to our Arbor Day planting, seeing the young guys and helping them plant a tree and hopefully getting them interested in forestry.
That's terrific. Yeah, because you have I think you might have mentioned earlier, you have a gig coming up with one of the scouts, right, at Banting? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, the Arbor Day planting on the 29th. They approached us. Every year we do a Arbor Day planting, an Arbor Day planting or two. That is one of the requirements to be a Tree City USA. And the scout group from Banting approached us. We have lost some trees at Banting Park. Specifically to the ash borer. So that was a perfect opportunity to let's get another tree in the park.
Okay, sounds great. You know, and when we're going to a break soon, so when we come back, we're going to talk about two new trees that Mike and his team helped us plant in Banting Park. And that was part of the department's Memorial Tree Program, which is a wonderful program. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about that. So stick around, we have more with Forestry Supervisor Mike Talaska, one of the real jewels of our city. And stick around for more this week in Washington, this week in Waukesha. Don't go away.
Their trunks are like a spine. Their barbs protect inside. They grow to really quite high heights. We believe in trees. They're our destiny. Land, valleys and mountains, trees are found in every land. Some are very old, some are very small, some have stories to be told.